How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's roll. Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gable Morenci. I'm on the grid. Sirius XM Channel 204, although we have an announcement about that coming up a little bit later on. We got a lot of stuff to get to. The World Series is on the line tonight. The champagne is on ice for the Atlanta Braves. The question is, will they get to pop that champagne, or will we have a Game 7? Bunch of NHL hockey. Maction football, man. Tuesday night, the football. ESPN decides to counter-program the World Series this evening with Eastern Michigan because, you know what, if I was sitting in a boardroom, Cam, it's great to have you back. Say, listen, guys, they got the World Series on. What are we going to counter? What do we put on? UFC? We get some boxing? Hey, guy, how about this, boss? Eastern Michigan, at Toledo. That'll crush the World Series, boss. You know what's crazy, Cam? Eastern Michigan Toledo will get good numbers, and I tell you what, I'm betting on the game. Good to see you, Kim. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, Gabe. No, you're absolutely right. Like, we got three action games now, and I was looking at the card, like the NHL card's launched. Like, it's just a million games tonight. NBA, you said it. It's this time of the season, man. There's a lot of stuff going on. Hope things are going well with you. Last night, it's just another thing about teasers. I know you never tell me to live in the past, and definitely we are looking forward, but it's interesting. Even when you take the New York Giants in games and you tease things to the over, you kind of ruin what could have been a special night. I got to lay off that stuff, Morenci. It's more like what we talked about before. More pluses, more money lines, that stuff. It's hard to do when we've been trained with our brain to buy insurance. I just don't want insurance anymore, if you get my drift.
You know what's frustrating about that, though, really? Listen, of course, you weren't here, and I know you probably teased the game to the over. Giants plus 17 and a half over 46.
Yeah.
The Giants did their part, if you think about it.
Did.
Like, they got to 17, Cam.
Yeah.
Like, if you know what I mean? They got 17. If Kansas City would have scored 30 points, boom, the teaser hits. Kansas City just aren't very good. Let's just call it out for what it is. We talked about it yesterday. You weren't here. I went over all the numbers, Cam. You know, if you were playing Jeopardy, you know, which team gives up the league high 6.6 yards per play? Kansas City Chiefs. Which team leads the National Football League in interceptions? Kansas City Chiefs. Which team leads the National Football League in total turnovers? Kansas City Chiefs. Mahomes threw another pick last night. That's seven straight games he's thrown an interception. And, dude, there could have been like two or three more if not for flags because the Giants are stupid. Guys jump off. How many times are you guys going to lose a game because you jump off side this year? That's two. You're down to two now. And I'll tell you what, that taunting penalty, I don't want to live in the past either, but that taunting penalty, Cam, was a pile of crap on the Giants. What is this, kindergarten? We play little Timmy and Tammy? We playing soccer in the park? No, it's NFL football. These guys are giving each other concussions for 4 hours. They can handle a little smack talk. He didn't even, like, say, I don't know, he didn't even, like, move his hands right. He said something. It's none of your business, the referee, what he said to another player. You're not a player. You're a freaking insurance salesman during the week, and you're a senile old man that's ruining NFL games. During the weekends. These NFL refs, man. Anyways, let's not live in the past. That just really angers me. Oh, taunting. He didn't even do it. None of your business what he said to him. If he says something to the ref, you say to the ref, hey, blow me. Fine. Hey, you can't say that to me. What you say to a player, like in the NHL, if they started calling penalties, man, because of what other players said to other players, everybody would be in the box. Come on, man. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Brett, so we're kicking it. Great to have the Rachel Reddick Camp Stewart back. Donnie Baseball, Donnie Wrightside will join us in a couple of moments. I'm excited for the World Series. tonight. I'm excited for the college football. We got, what, 9 NHL games, NBA card tonight. Lighter night in the association, but Miami and Dallas is a good one. Biggest story of the day today, though, in the National Football League, it was the trade deadline day, but unfortunately, the biggest story of the day pertains to the Raiders, and not because they're playing good football this year. Henry Ruggs. Henry Ruggs faces charges of a DUI resulting in death. Resulting in death. There was an accident in Las Vegas late last night at 3:39 a.m. And as I tweeted, nothing good happens at 3:39 a.m. anywhere, let alone Las Vegas. I lived there. All my worst nights was always like, oh, God, yeah, it was around 4 in the morning, and I was at the OG strip club, the last thing I remember was the Russian girl. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I sort of got like, Stratosphere, where's my money? Oh, God, I went over there at like 5 a.m., didn't I? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're Henry Ruggs, and I always tell people about this, Ken. This is for you handicappers out there that ever talk about look-aheads, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, this team's playing this team this week, and they're going to be looking ahead to the next team. Players are only looking ahead to the next girl they're meeting on Instagram. So do you think last night when Henry Ruggs was driving around Vegas at 3:40 a.m., killing people, he was thinking about the big game this week against the New York Giants? Like, you know what I mean? I love, like, these handicappers. They think, oh, it's a look-ahead spot. Yeah, I know, because every NFL player's at home looking at the schedule. They don't even know who they're playing until they show up on Wednesday, and the coach tells them, oh, yeah, listen, it's the Raiders this week. They don't even know. Travis Kelce was on McAfee, and they said, hey, what do you think of playing the Ravens this week? He said, is it the Ravens this week? He said, I didn't know.
I didn't even know.
That's Travis Kelce. Look-ahead spot.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Remember, these guys are human beings. Ahead. They're not robots. They actually do bad stuff and make bad decisions too. You're absolutely correct. That's the
horrible
thing.
Decision. Well, we have a dead victim. Condolences to the family and Henry Ruggs. Your life is ruined. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Donnie Wrightside ready to step up and in. Martinez in our chat says Dante Stallworth was given 24 days for a similar. It wasn't a similar situation.
No,
Dante Stallworth basically was almost the opposite. Dante Stallworth ran over somebody on the strip on Miami Beach where you and I, on that strip. The guy was drunk that he ran over.
Yes.
Like basically, there were a million witnesses that said the drunk dude stumbled in front of the road and Stallworth rolled him over. But the problem is, I think Stallworth was buzzed. He might have been a little buzzed at the time, but it wasn't his fault. I don't know if it was weed or he had a drink or something. Like, It wasn't his fault. Like everyone said, it was the drunk guy. It was like an old man that was drunk, kind of known in the area.
Also,
always walked in traffic type of thing. And he walked in traffic and he got hit.
Ruggs has been charged with DUI, meaning he blew over. There was no moderate period. There was no buzz. It means you're over the limit. If you kill somebody
I read the police report.
Over the limit, you're done. It's that simple.
I read the police report. He smashed into the guy from the back.
From behind.
So Ruggs came in and the green Corvette hit him.
Bam.
And the poor guy burst into flames.
Yes.
He got burnt to death. The car was still on fire when authorities showed up. Ruggs did not flee the scene. He's lucky. That would have been done. Like, at least he had the common sense to stand there. He waited. They brought him to the hospital. He got arrested. We'll get to the World Series. Let's bring Donnie in here now. Donnie, I want to get to the World Series with you, but I don't want to trivialize anything. Somebody lost their life, and I can't imagine the grief they're going through right now, the family here, and how much they hate the Raiders and just life. And just like, it's just unbelievable what happened. But our job is to talk about sports and the division. And I already had this division in the script today because after last night's game, right? So our condolences to the family, Donnie, but look at this from a Raider standpoint. You lose your coach, you absorb it. Now Ruggs. You know Ruggs has friends on the team. Not to mention, he's their starting deep threat. He's their wide receiver. And not just that he's like, oh, man, he's hurt for the year. Oh, man, he failed a drug test. What an idiot. He killed somebody. Like, that Raider room right now, if they win this division, man, like, give these guys the team of the decade, Donnie, the team of the century, Donnie. How the hell are they going to handle this?
I don't know. That's like two, you know, big time lows to your team, because John Gruden, though, forget about just being a figurehead head coach. He basically was the entire organization, ran it from top to bottom. Now, Bisaccia's come in and done a great job, but you're right. This isn't a coach where it's like, all right, that's upper management. Oh, okay, we can deal with it. This is your friend in the locker room, which I assume he has many friends there. And you look at that type of situation, that's devastating. Because now you go on the road, and who sits next to him in this locker room? Because the coaches, hey, I see him on the practice field, but he goes into hibernation and watches film 20 hours a day. Ruggs is around the entire facility, and again, his friends with these guys. This might hurt him this weekend, because now you're going on the road and you got to get your thoughts together pretty quickly to get back in there.
Cam, between the Denver Broncos trading Von Miller and just generally overall sucking, the Kansas City Chiefs are 4-4 this year. Three of their wins are against the NFC East. They beat the Cleveland Browns. They haven't beat the Kansas City Chiefs have not beat a team with a winning record this year. We're 8 games in. They beat the Washington football team, the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, and the Cleveland Browns in week one. They're not just flicking any switch. They are who they are. Like, you know what I mean? It doesn't mean like they wouldn't be dangerous in the playoffs. I wouldn't want to have to play them in a wild card game, but they might not make the playoffs. Where I'm getting with this, Cam, is if the Chargers can't win the division this year, then they're never winning the division. Like, this is the Chargers' year. It has to be the Chargers' year. Everybody else, the Raiders are falling apart. They lost their coach. The receiver just killed somebody. Denver's tapped out. And you have the Kansas City Chiefs. How do the Chargers not win this division?
They'll win the division, but I'll just come on and say this, and I agree with everything you're saying. If the Chargers can't win now, you said it, they're done. I would never bet on them again. They're never going to win. They still have issues, I think, in special teams, but I'm going to tell you this. Take care of your business. That's a game you got to win against New England. They lose. This is what the Chargers do. They just, you know, there's this team. We wait for them to be great every single year. And in a must-win game, they'll always choke. It used to be by their kicker. I'm telling you, Gabe, yes, they are going to win the division. I believe Kansas City's problems run deep. Doesn't matter if they picked up Ingram. They need a hell of a lot more than that on defense. And the offense with the turnovers, it's a major problem. But I do agree, the Chargers win. But if they find a way to screw this one up, you got to put an X through this team for a long period of time, because it's hard to trust the Chargers. It just is.
Who do you think wins the division, Donnie?
I mean, if you're looking right now, it has to be the Chargers. You know, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, plus 160 to win the division as the favorites, Kansas City Chiefs at 185. And I think we're past the point of no return on the Kansas City Chiefs. Aren't we all just waiting? Oh, they'll fix it. They'll get it together. They look broken to me out here. Patrick Mahomes is not the same quarterback. I was on the show with you guys before last year's Super Bowl, and we were saying, like, how many Super Bowls do the Chiefs actually win? And we're saying 3, 4. I don't know. Maybe they can get to 5. I'm not so sure they win again at this point. This is supposed to be the golden age. This is where you're supposed to be rolling every single team. Not a 500 team right now, as it seems. They're broken, and I don't know if they can fix it quick enough.
For the record, I said two at the time. I said they're going to be like the Golden State Warriors.
I think I was at three.
And I told you guys. And the one thing is, I'll give myself, I make a lot of stuff, but I told you, I go, Mahomes is regressing. There's a problem with this team right at the start of the year, Rance, and we talked about it. There's an issue here. And once you get popular, once you get more tape, I don't know what the hell's going on. They're also a bad luck team, a lot of tip balls, but it doesn't matter. Over time, this needs to be corrected. But I'm going to say this. This is a diminishing skill set, it feels like. All those magical plays that he did before where it'd be, oh, what a play, is now an interception. That's what happens. Yeah. You die, you live by the sword, you die by the sword, brother. And that's what it's happening right now. All that fortunate luck is now the opposite. It's not working for you. There's concerns.
Nobody dominates for a long time in any sport.
No.
Yeah, it seems like it's long at the time. Like even, Golden State Warriors. Yeah, you look back, all right. Yeah, there was a 3-4 year run. You know what I mean? And it comes to an end, Donnie. Because I remember, and Parker will remember this probably, I remember after the Super Bowl last year, you said, oh, they'll be back next year. I said, I don't know, maybe. I don't know if you remember. I told you that.
Man.
I said, maybe. I said, I don't know. I said, the league's caught up to them. They know their playbook right now. Mahomes isn't Superman, and their defense sucks. I mean, they were lucky to beat the New York Giants last night. The Giants are terrible. Let's just be
at
real.
Home.
The fact that that was a battle from hell. And if the Giants just aren't a stupid, poorly coached football team, they win that game. Listen, I already bet on the Rams last week. I was disappointed. Rams and Chargers to win the divisions last week. I was disappointed in the Chargers losing, but I think they can get back on track. And they play your Eagles this week, Donnie. What's your take on that?
Yeah,
the Chargers should beat the Eagles.
The Chargers should beat the Eagles. I think it's a fair price that they're giving. The Eagles have got a lot of respect here from the odds makers. The one thing we do know about the Eagles, when they play the lower competition, they're very good. But as soon as they step up to a playoff caliber team, they haven't shown up yet. So if we think that the Chargers are going to win the division, they're certainly a playoff caliber team. Should give the Eagles trouble. The Eagles will fight and play hard. But again, you're only asking them to win by a field goal here. That's doable.
I think it's a very winnable game. The division's just bad. You notice other teams just rack up the wins. Look at the Chargers went into Washington and won.
Yep.
Right? And it's crazy. I don't know, man. I like the Raiders a lot. The game's off the board at FanDuel right now.
Wow.
I liked them before at -3 because we bet on the Giants on the road, and you bet against them when they're at home. So you don't even have to think about it. All right. So, you know, we're coming up against it here, Donnie, in about a minute. So as long as we're on football right now, what about Thursday's game? Jets-Colts.
Yeah, this is an interesting one here because now you're starting to take a look at, you know, there's rumblings within the organization of Indianapolis saying, do we want to keep on playing Carson Wentz? Not because he's going to be our future quarterback, but we want to protect our first round draft pick, which would go to the Philadelphia Eagles if Wentz plays, I believe, 70 to 75% of the total snaps on the season. The Colts seemingly, and I guess this is a, you know, indictment of Carson Wentz, they're in every football game. The sign of a great quarterback is winning the close games, Gabe and Cam. He hasn't done that time and time again. Look at the last drives of the game, the closeness. Pull one of these out against a good football team. He hasn't yet.
That would be the sleaziest move ever.
It would be.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Colts, like, just took a couple of left snaps
Rivers.
And said, oh,
I'm
my
here for
God.
Business. Hey, guys, welcome back, Phil.
No, I'm not saying that, Cam. I'm talking about what Donnie just said about the trade picks.
Yes.
Imagine Donnie, they said, yeah, listen, we lose more picks if you play here. We're going to sit you this week.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Game Time Decisions. I am Morency. All right, let's do this thing. I was up, I'm up every night, but last night I spent a couple hours looking into the World Series and props and MVP and everything else in between. So let's get into it here. World Series tonight. Man, I'm fired up for this. If you don't like this, you just don't like baseball. Nothing, you know, people say, oh, you know, nothing beats a game. Nothing beats a game seven in any sport. So will we get to a game seven? Max Fried on the hill here this evening for the Atlanta Braves. So the Atlanta Braves are now plus 108. Luis Garcia and the just moved as I spoke to plus 110. Garcia and the Strohs. So people playing the Strohs right now. Minus 130. Total is 8.5. As far as the future price is concerned, it finally moved. It was minus 240 for the last 2 days. It's 230 right now, but the Astros went from plus 200 to plus 185. So let's get into the game first, Donnie, and then we'll get into the World Series and everything, game and future. What's your take on that? Are you enticed at all at the plus 185 with the Astros to win the World Series right now, or do you think the Braves finish it off tonight?
Nope, I am. I'm enticed with the Astros at the plus 185, which was plus 200 for the majority of the day. Yep. And the reason being, that's a tough loss for Atlanta. When you hit a grand slam at home to wrap it up in the first inning, that should be a coronation night. They let that one slip away. Now you go back and you're saying, hey, we're going to put Max Fried, our good young stopper, on the mound today. He's been terrible over his last two starts, so that's going to factor in. But also take a look from a betting perspective. If I think it's going to game seven, which I do, I like Houston at the cheap price here at minus 130. But I like that plus 185, which now sits at the FanDuel Sportsbook, even more because if they win tonight, which I think they do, they are going to be a favorite in game seven, regardless of the starting pitchers here. And what I would look for in that situation is maybe for Houston to get a 1 or 2 run lead early. That line now flips live in game to the Atlanta Braves plus 350. You have a nice hedging opportunity of a plus 185 and maybe, let's just say, a plus 185 even on the opposite side at a worst case scenario. That's the way I'm playing it out. I think we go seven in this one, and I think Houston takes care of business tonight.
You know, Cam, you know I played the series to go six games at plus 200 before the series started. Never played a side. So now, as Donnie stated, it was plus 200 all the time. How the hell do I not just take the Astros now at plus 185? So if the Braves win tonight, I hit the plus 206.
Exactly.
I actually think the Astros are still going to win the World Series. I get them like Donnie stated. Trust me. They're 130 right now with Max Fried on the hill. Right? Now, I know it's Anderson going tomorrow if it comes to this, but I agree with Donnie. I think the Strohs will probably be minus 140, 150 if it goes to seven. The betting market and the public like Houston. They think Houston are coming back. All the money's coming in on Houston here. Everybody loves Houston tonight again. So that's the way I'm going to approach this. I already bet it. So that's done. I got it at six games. But I'm going to take the Astros at plus 185. And because I'm a nut job, Cam, I'm taking the Astros to win the game tonight as well.
Hey, I like the game six routine because you got Atlanta in your back pocket. I don't want to be that guy to spoil the party, but I like Atlanta tonight. I don't believe in momentum in baseball. I know it's heartbreaking to throw away the game like that. What about my Duvall call, Gabe, too? They win that series. Guy, it's a grand slam. It's
great call.
Time.
I thought of you.
Now
it doesn't mean anything. He's got to do it again to win the MVP.
From a 30-1 potential MVP to a plus 750, he's got to do it again. You got to hit another grand slam.
The home run, I was like, man, Cam kept talking about Duvall at 15-1. 15-1. I'm like, maybe, man, maybe. And then later, Houston comes back. I was like, that Duvall home run is forgotten.
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the dustbin of history, Cam.
It goes in the same place. It's in the garbage. It looked really good, but now I got to throw it out. It sucks. But I think it's going to be a great game tonight, guys. I love the World Series. You're right, Morency. If you don't like this baseball, it's not the sport for you. Coming back from that deficit, the Houston Astros got big ones, man. Big kahunas to come back. They could have easily tapped out in that game. But as I said before, momentum is something I don't believe in. You can just turn it right. You saw in the Dodgers series, Gabe, heartbreak. Atlanta comes out in the first
inning. It doesn't mean anything.
It's game by game, inning by inning, pitch
by
pitch.
But it is back in Houston. They get their DH back. They've got that vibe. So Fried, as you talk about it, Donnie, you know, Fried's got good stuff. But one thing, I don't know if you noticed this, and Cam, you remember I talked about it.
Yeah.
He looked nervous against the Dodgers.
He did.
He looks tense all the time, this kid. Everyone in the Braves dugout, even during the games, is all smiling and stuff. You notice this kid? He's pale as a ghost all the time. He's sitting there.
He looks tense.
Yeah, he's always just got that scared look, like, oh God, I know I'm pitching in a couple of days. And I don't know. He is from Los Angeles, so I thought maybe, you know, and he's a big Sandy Koufax fan, and maybe the pressure was too much, your hometown, that was a lot. But, you know, he gave up 5 runs in 4 2/3. And one thing about Garcia, Donnie, I know you're a big numbers guy. Garcia is much better at home. It was interesting, right, that they waited to throw him out on the road. But Garcia is a better pitcher at home in this stadium. So I want MVP, because Donnie's getting out of here in a couple minutes. We'll continue talking baseball throughout the night. But MVP, Donnie, this thing's still wide open. It is and it isn't. I think if the Braves win, it's Freddie Freeman. He's hit safely in every game in the series. Yep. Yep. He's 11 for 31 in his last 31 at-bats in the last 9 games. Plus, he's popular. Yeah, I'm going to throw another guy out here right now. Austin Riley. Riley is starting to heat up, and he's been kind of one of the most consistent guys, man. He's kind of flying under the radar. 8 for 21 with 3 doubles in the World Series. So if I'm playing the MVP, and I already put my Freeman bet in here, and we're getting great odds, guys. There's only 2 games left. And look at these MVP odds. Freddie Freeman 7-1. Austin Riley's plus 650. So I think it's Freeman or Riley. And then conversely, I'm going to go with Michael Brantley at 14-1, Donnie.
I like Brantley.
Yeah, Brantley's a pretty good pick here at home. If you think Houston's going to win the series, it's going to come from a Houston player that's going to win the MVP. And I think Brantley's a great one at 14-1. I still have the stigma on Altuve at 9-1 as he now sits in the MVP race, where they don't want to give it to him because he cheated. They'd love to give it to somebody else. But if you're looking from a Braves perspective, isn't it as simple tonight as if the Braves win, who hits the home run tonight? But let's just say nobody hits a home run and Freddie Freeman gets 2 base hits and so does Soler. Freddie Freeman's taking that at 7-1 as opposed to Soler at 6-1. Freddie Freeman would be my leader in the clubhouse as long as he does some damage tonight. And he sets up very well here tonight versus the pitcher Luis Garcia. But then again, Garcia's only probably going to go 3 innings in this one to come against the bullpen. I trust Freddie Freeman in this game to get the job done. So if Braves win tonight, it's going to be Freddie Freeman for me carrying that MVP.
Cam, your boy Duval is right there at plus 750.
Yeah.
Like Donnie said,
I got to be honest, Cam.
2-run shot tonight, and they win.
Yeah, he hits a 2-run shot. That's him.
If he hits a grand slam, a 3-run bomb, or a 2-run bomb, and they win, it's Duval time. If not, I have a ticket with David Duval, which is worth nothing, which I'll rip up and throw in the garbage.
Yeah, it'll be worth the same. They'll be worth the same.
David Duval, what? Yeah, he shot at 79. I got it. Yeah, I'm with you, Morenci. It looked great. When Duval hit that grand slam, I was actually on Sunday night. I'm like, wow, this one might come to work for me. And then come back, I'm like, oh, God, help me. But I prefer Freddie Freeman. Freeman's my pick.
Now, this is, you know, we just want to give people different angles here. Ian Anderson did have a no-hitter through 5 innings in his last start.
He did.
Hypothetically, this thing goes 7. Ian Anderson starts again. They won't. And it's not a case of, oh, they'll leave him in longer because, oh, it's game 7. No. They don't want him facing. The thing is, they don't want him facing anyone 3 times. So it didn't matter whether he had a no-hitter or not. He was coming out of the game. Like, that's the new modern analytics. Unless you're Nolan Ryan or Sandy Koufax, they ain't letting you face any hitter 3 times anymore. But I'm just saying, Donnie and Cam, I'll throw it to you first, Donnie. If Ian Anderson pitches 6 innings, 1 run, shutout baseball to go along with his 5 innings and no-hit baseball and the Braves win game 7, Ian Anderson's the MVP at 20-1, or like he'd have to pitch really well in 6 innings because I know the vooters would say, man, he only pitched 5 innings and 4 innings in 2 games. We're not giving him the MVP. Still, what do you think, Donnie V. Anderson? If he pitches well, Cam, again, right?
And
he
pitches a no
hitter in the first one, and he pitches the winning game in game 7, how do you not give it to him?
It's an interesting point.
So many other World Series as well. Like, you usually have 3 and 4 pitchers vying for the MVP, at least in the top 10 markets. I mean, what was it? The Braves and the Twins back in 91, where you had Jack Morris.
That's the best baseball game I ever saw in my life.
That was the best pitching in the history of playoff baseball, hands down.
Yep.
It's not even debatable.
Nothing score. But I like that look. I like that look on the pitcher there if he does pitch well. Sure.
I'm just saying, you know, sprinkling at these odds. You know, Cam, it's almost like golf. Look, there's 2 games left right here.
Yeah.
And it's minus 130 and plus 108.
It's exactly like golf. Soler's the real John Rahm. Yeah, Soler's John Rahm. Riley's Justin Thomas. I got
I'm going with Freddie Freeman and Michael Bradley's my Morikawa at 14-1, Cam.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I got Adam Hadwin. He's my Anderson at 20-1. Let's see what
we got. You know what's funny about Altuve, though, guys? Because you brought it up, Donnie, with Altuve. he's not, there's that resentment, but if you guys notice, he's got a good agent or PR firm working for him. There's been a lot of fluff pieces on Altuve recently. He's great. There's been, he's a family man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not by accident, right? Like, he's got like a little push going on. But the thing is, he's only hitting like 230. But we're not betting on what already happened. If we think the Astros are going to win the World Series, Donnie Altuve probably has to play well. And I have a feeling this little son of a bitch is going to play well tonight, to be honest with you. I think Altuve does have a big game tonight.
Yeah, and also when you're saying you're trying to bet on what previously happened, let's just say the Astros do win the World Series. He leads off. That probably means he's getting another 11 to 12 at-bats over game 6 and 7 combined.
Wow.
That's a lot of time to do some damage and go for 5 and 11, 2 home runs, 5 for 11, do some damage. So there's a lot of time left in the series here for him to do some damage.
What do you think, Cam, from the Astros' perspective, if you had to pick an Astro to win the World Series MVP?
I love your Brantley pick, and I've known about Michael Brantley for a long time. The guy's clutch. If the Astros come through, he's going to have a huge game tonight, and he's going to have a huge game in Game 7. Brantley's my guy with that team. I have total
faith. Can't play
them
all, but at 14-1, yeah, it's worth a play. Yeah.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Sprinkle on Anderson for the pitching angle, and for me, Freeman.
10 seconds, Donnie. What's the best bet for you tonight in the MAC games?
Best bet in the MAC games, as you said, Gabe, take the points and pray.
Love it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it with the Rager Reddit. Cam Stewart, great to have Cam back. Thanks to Donnie Wrightside for joining us. He likes the Astros tonight. He likes the Astros to come back and win the World Series. Cam is sticking with his Atlanta Braves. Cam's been on the Braves for the most part in every game. I've been on the Astros. I bet the Astros every game in the series. And I bet the series to go 6. So the fate, whether I make money on this series, is still up in the air, Cam. It's one of those deals. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
It would probably be smart for me to take Houston tonight with the price. I have to look at the math, though, because I'm kind of like you. I'm not really feeling like a hedge to win a little bit right now, Morenci. It's like I'm at the point. If I'm going to hedge, it has to be significant. And right now, probably should have got out the last game, right, when Atlanta was up 4-0. That would have been a perfect time. See ya. But then they come back and Houston wins the game there when Atlanta's up 4-0.
They were plus 550.
Exactly. That's the number. That's the number I can like Edward Scissorhands at. Chop, chop, chop. Not plus 180. Plus
not the series, the game, Cam. The game.
Yeah.
Because I remember scoring Michigan.
What was the series?
There was no series, right? It was in game, right? So there was no series. But because I said, oh my God, it's 4-0. I tweeted. I said, I got to stop betting against the Atlanta Braves, man. And Cam, in that game, I loaded up. I was like, I think we were on the air before on Sunday night. And I said to Joe and Eric, I said, Joe, you know, I could see Houston scoring some early runs in Atlanta coming back late. So I said, I'm going to load up on the Astros in the first five. 4-0 grand slam in the first.
Yeah.
And they win the first 5-7-5, Cam, in the end. It was
wild. I know. It's craziness. I never play that first five just for that reason, Morenci. Like, a lot of the time, the narrative goes that way, and I'm kind of like, people are onto that stuff. But, hey, it worked out for you. I got to be honest, too. Like, Atlanta, you must be, like, there is no momentum in baseball, but honestly, guys, like, you got to close the
you
door.
You blew a 3-1 lead last year, bro. That has to be wearing on you, Cam.
You blew it.
It has to be wearing on them.
You blew it. There's no denying. Like, you're right. Like, that's the one issue I have is, like, how mentally strong can these guys be? Dodgers came back against us. We had a 4-0 lead. We threw that one away. We could have been the damn World Series champs.
Cam, the Dodgers, if they came back this year, bro, they made it 4-2 and had runners in second and third. If it wasn't for Matzik's stuff, the Dodgers beat them.
That's the
Matzik
thing.
Matzik struck out the side. Otherwise, the Dodgers score a million runs and they would have won game seven, Cam.
You're right. When you saw the Dodgers with the bases loaded, you're saying, here we go again, Braves. Like, see it. Like, it's just the movie's playing in your head, right? The thing is, Atlanta does have some really mentally tough guys, but you're right. How many battles, like, they really screwed up last game?
Like, if they lose tonight, bro, it's going to be tough for them tomorrow to wake up in the morning and be, oh my God, I can't believe we're in seven.
And I'll probably bet them tomorrow because I'm an idiot, but I'll take them tonight. We'll see.
Hey, Cam, I think Max Fried's the worst guy to have on the hill here tonight. The kid gets nervous. He's good in the regular season because there's no pressure. He's not handling the nerves well. And in fact, I was reading the Houston, the Atlanta people, and they said the same thing. They said that he's over-anxious. Like, he's too freaked out by everything. Like, every pitch, he's overthinking. That's the best way of putting it, Cam. Just go out there and pitch, Max. You know what I mean? Every pitch is like, you watch him on the hill. He looks pale, Cam, and stuff. You can just see his body language that he's not comfortable, you know?
He's not. Yeah.
And you better be comfortable, kid. He's only 24, Cam, too. Huh? He's not old. He's only 24. A lot of pressure on this kid tonight, man.
There is a lot of pressure, but you're right. Like, it's not like, how do you say, I'd be nervous. He's not embracing the moment. Like you've played big hockey games before where you have butterflies and you're a little bit wobbly, but you get over it. It doesn't look like he's getting over it. Like, it's
no, you're right.
Continuing. That's the whole thing. Like, we've all been in, like, big after games.
Every pitcher looks nervous at first. Garcia looks nervous on the Stros.
Yes.
You see, he has that. He looks nervous.
But Fried,
but
it doesn't go away.
He calms down. Yeah.
It doesn't go
I know you're
away.
Right.
It's a real you're a
good
problem.
Point. He just looks nervous. Yeah. I swear, even in the dugout, he looks nervous, Cam. Even when he's just sitting there, he looks nervous.
He's just got one of them demeanors. Like, he can't be that nervous to be pitching in the World Series. But you're right. He doesn't look very comfortable. We'll put it that way.
Well, he's given up 11 runs in his last two starts. I'll tell you that.
Not too comfortable. That's not too comfortable there. That's true.
But it's not like Garcia. Garcia is shaky, too. You don't know.
He's another guy. Yeah. If you want to talk about Fried being shaky, maybe the over. Like, the way I look at it is, like, what do we do here? Like, I don't trust either. Like, that's
normally this would be an under game with such pressure, but you're right.
I don't know.
With these pitchers, this could be 4-4 after the second inning again.
What's the number here? Are you going to give me eight and a half? Anything? Yeah, 8.5. 4-4, we win, Gabe. You're right, though. The premise should
be an elimination game.
Elimination game, pressure, advantage pitcher.
All hands on deck, bullpen, all hands
on
deck.
But Fried and Garcia, you know what I mean? Like, I don't trust anything. It's like, I don't trust these guys to get out of jams.
I read Houston, Cam. They asked Dusty Baker about availability. Everybody. That's what he said. Like, they'll worry about tomorrow. And basically, it's the same thing for the Braves. Every single pitcher for the Braves is available except Ian Anderson.
Yeah.
Everybody else has been told, you get ready. You might pitch.
Yep. And that's the thing. You have to think like that. That's what I've always wondered. Like, what are you saving it for? You're going to lose tonight. You're done. You know what I mean? You're Houston.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you
got
to
find
a way to grind through
well,
tonight.
Well, that's why they won the other night with Dusty Baker, Cam. He did a good job because they asked Dusty, are you worried about this? And he said, we got to win. He goes, I'm going to worry about tomorrow. He's living like you and me gambling. He's like, I don't worry about tomorrow, man. And I don't care about the next game. We got to win this game.
The same thing tonight.
Dusty ain't thinking about game seven. He said everybody's available tonight.
Dusty's smart, though. I did have to worry when the Minnesota Vikings can't beat Dallas on that game was horrible.
Well, Ken, do you really think you and I were going to win on Halloween? We talked about October and all this.
Yeah, I know, you said
it's been honest, November ain't starting off so great either, but nevertheless.
No, I'm actually starting to hate November just as much as I hate October. You're absolutely correct. I am not a fan of October, November.
let's start off the NHL here. 7 o'clock action. Vegas Golden Knights and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I just don't trust them. I'm not taking it.
Oh, what a time to come back. Vegas and Toronto. Oh, excellent.
You were just under the weather. I don't know if, like, as your doctor, I advise you even betting on a Leaf game.
More than under the weather. Right? I'll tell you, it's a little bit more. But I would say this, with Leafs, that'll get me a real, real, real permanent sickness. Going to pass on this game, please. I don't want any part of it. I'm betting the other game.
Doctor's orders.
Yeah, doctor's orders. No more betting on the Leafs.
No more Pepsi. No more Leaf games.
Funny you mentioned that, Morency. Like, I used to drink four or five at, like, some days. I haven't had one since, like, Friday. Like, I'm losing my – like, I feel weird, but it's a good thing. You're right. Now I'm getting on this other stuff, waters and things. It's a good – Pepsi's got a lot of sugar in it, man. It's not good. Not good for business.
You know what's good? Drink the sugar-free G2 Gatorade. Tastes good.
Oh, I'll give it a shot. Yeah. I got to investigate
that's a good
the
one.
Power
and
Gatorade.
And it works for hangovers, too.
Excellent. Yeah, that's still good. Yeah, they told me no more beer.
Okay, so,
beers. Dark beers from now on. But anyway, let's continue.
So Leafs and Knights. Yeah, I just don't feel it, Cam. Total's 5.5. I'm just not feeling the game.
I'm probably
Arizona and Philly. This is
probably
the one
go over.
Is a trap.
Here's the thing about the Leafs in Vegas.
It's very light.
The Leafs can't stop anybody. See the Red Wings game? They win 6-5. They give up goals and score goals. I would lean to the over. I got one for you. Gabe, I hate to go against it, but I think the Red Wings might be a live dog tonight. Coming back from that Western trip, and I'm going to take the plus money with the Detroit Red Wings. I think they're a grinding team. I'm getting plus money. They should have beat Toronto. I'll take Detroit, please. Thank you.
I won't call you out for skipping over Arizona and Philadelphia. The Coyotes Flyers ready to go.
I'm surprised. Good. You know what, guys? You didn't have to do that. That game basically was a pass, but maybe Philadelphia, Arizona plus 1.5. They're a dog tonight. You know what? Screw it. Arizona plus 1.5 is going to be played tonight. This is the game where, Arizona sucks. They can't do anything. They show up tonight and give Philadelphia all they can handle. Arizona plus 1.5.
I agree. I think this is just one of those weird games. Listen, Philadelphia's the one coming back from the West Coast.
Yeah, right?
And it's bad spot, first home game back, bad team you're playing against. What's Arizona, 0-8? They got to win one of these.
Oh, they're horrible. Exactly. I might take them on the money line. You're selling me. They're going to win eventually.
Arizona are one of the few teams in the NHL not involved in a scandal right now, too. So they just suck. At least they don't have a scandal.
Exactly.
So, all right, Detroit, you said right. It was funny, Cam. Hear me out on this. I haven't bet on the Canadiens much this year. In fact, I bet against them a few times. I haven't bet on them too much. But positive news, breaking news from earlier in the day, Carey Price coming back. Carey Price is returning. He's they said, well, it's slow down. We don't know when he's going to play, but he's going to be activated on November the 6th, or he's leaving the help program. So basically he said, I'm good now. I'm coming back. Like, I'm close to coming back. So November 6th, what, a couple of days. But then he's got to get into game shape and – We're probably 3-4 weeks away, Cam. But we were wondering about Carey. And don't tell me, Cam, that Carey Price didn't see the Canadian season falling apart and said, I got to come back.
Maybe.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I mean, he's coming back early right now, I think. I think he wanted to come back in February. That was sort of the – give him a couple of months off, man. Let him come back in February, but he sees they're falling apart and he's coming back. So I know that's going to be a shot in the arm for that room, Cam. He really is their Superman. You've seen
here's the deal,
to the finals last year.
I believe when he comes back, he's going to help them. Hey, I'm not saying that Montreal, they're favored tonight. I'm just saying I can't lay a price with this
Dylan
team
Larkin's
right now.
Out. Larkin's out tonight.
That's huge.
Larkin's out, and Bertuzzi can't travel to Canada to do the vaccinations. So that's two of their top guys out.
That's a good point. That's an interesting point you bring up. Cole Caulfield sent down to the AHL. Good playoffs doesn't mean anything. You got to get
what
your
the hell is that about, kid? Too?
Oh, yeah, see? My God. A lot of weird things are happening in this game tonight. Maybe under. I don't know, man. Like,
Cam, I swear to God, Montreal, buddy, you can be the star king, man, one day, and next day, man, you're playing for the Laval Rocket, bro. It's like,
yep, you sure are.
It's a crazy organization and city, man. Like, I wouldn't want to play there. Like, I know the team. I know the city well. I would not want to play there. But yeah, they're sending a message. You know what? He showed up cocky and arrogant to camp. They're like, all right, kid, nothing's given to you, bro. Back to Laval for you.
See, that's what I like about Montreal in comparison to Toronto. Toronto should do that with some of their guys, but they don't. They just sit there and make excuses for these kids, and they get worse. At least Montreal sends them down. They get their confidence back. Then they come back up.
Isn't that a message to everyone else in the room, too, though, Cam, if you're a Canadian?
Exactly.
God, they just sent Caulfield down, even.
Exactly.
I think the Habs show up tonight.
Caulfield down, yeah, they'll wake up. We have a difference of agreement on that. You know what? Montreal might win. I like Detroit. I like the price. It's more of the price. It concerns me. Bertuzzi's a damn good player, too, man.
Yeah, he's not vaccinated. What are you doing? Can't travel.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not going to tell people how to live their lives, but how do you miss all the games in Canada? Really? Like, if you're a member of the Detroit Red Wings, how do you look that guy in the face and say, dude, we need you. We could beat Montreal. You're a great player. Like, anyway, that's how I feel about this stuff.
It's all the bench and that, Cam, like you said. All the points just add up of these road games in Canada they lose. If you're on the team and you just look at this guy walking into the room after and you're like, you know, we missed the playoffs by 6 points and you effing didn't play one game in Canada this year. And you're one of our best players. Thanks, buddy. Good job. Great leadership.
And you know, Gabe, what league is set up for every team to be alive right at the end? The National Hockey League. And when Detroit doesn't make the playoffs by a handful of points, exactly what you said, their team on the rise, I'd look at this guy and go, thanks for nothing. Really? It's not just about you, bro. It's about playing all the games. Anyway, I agree with everything you said there. It's true.
So I'm leading with the Habs. Listen, I'm not even going to put 200 on it, but I'll bet it.
No.
It's a $75 or $100 bet. Yeah. I got a little sloppy. I got to tighten things up. I'm like a team.
Yeah,
I got to tighten things up myself.
I got to really
too many goals going in, Cam. I'm playing too many high scoring games in my life.
Me too. It's time for us to play defensive. Play a damn defensive game, back check, and let's hit an under. You're right. Too many overs recently.
Too many casual bets and too many casual trying to get the puck.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Out of the zone. I'm turning the puck over myself.
Me too.
I'm the coach,
buddy.
And I'm calling myself out. Hey, Morenci, tighten it up, or otherwise we're sending you down.
I need to be tightened up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Cam, I just clicked on the Zips. This is the Joe Lisi special.
So did I.
Huge game, Gabe. Huge game. Ball State Akron doesn't get any better than this. we're going to have Dubsy on later. It doesn't get any better than the worldwide technological championship, guys.
Yeah, Dubsy can make a mini putt contest sound like the Masters, for God's sakes.
So Akron plus the points. Listen, Ball State were supposed to be better this year. They're 4-4. They have a million returning starters. It just hasn't really fully clicked for them on offense for whatever reason. They score 29 points a game only, Cam. You're laying 21 points. They only score 29 a game. Like, I'm telling you, like, we don't need much from the Zips here, Cam. If the Zips give us 14 to 17, we're covering the number here.
I like that. Hey,
30 to 14. Yeah. 30 to 14.
Yes.
30 to 17. 34 yes. 17.
Yes.
I ain't saying Akron's going to win this game, but I don't think Ball State let murder them.
Not 41-20. That's unacceptable, but 37-20.
Well, that's a push. I got 21. Yeah. That's a push.
I got 20, so I didn't even buy the point. I'm like, I'm not buying a point in a MAC game. But
it's going up now. It's going up. It's 20 and a half now, so I just bought half.
Oh, really? Damn it.
Yeah.
She's stupid. Anyway, whatever. I'm taking Akron. Damn Zips.
What's the total? What's the total in this game?
That's your business. I don't know. I don't
58 and a half. Pass.
Pass.
You know, I'm thinking about Eastern Michigan over, though, later. Eastern Michigan and Toledo. Business, Donnie stated, I'm taking the points. I told these guys during the break when we're talking about the games. I said, I'm taking the underdogs in all three games tonight in the MAC. I'm taking the unders. I've watched a lot of MAC football. So has Cam. We've learned our lesson. Don't just fall for, oh, this team should kill that other team, bro. Yeah, not in
doesn't work like that.
Doesn't
the MAC
work like that.
Is like the CFL.
It
very
is.
Very unpredictable. It's very similar results.
Miami and Ohio hate each other. That's like,
yes, they do.
I don't care if it's Auburn, Alabama. It doesn't matter if they suck. They hate each other. Like, hate each other. It's one of the oldest rivalries in the country. All right? Like, doesn't matter if the Bobcats suck. They're showing up tonight.
They bet.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.